from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Obama to meet President Castro. President Obama meets today with his Cuban counterpart, Raul Castro, after arriving in Cuba Sunday, the first sitting U.S. president to do so in nearly 90 years. Mr. Obama restored diplomatic relations last year after a 55-year hiatus. The president on Sunday was greeted by Cuba's Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez. Aside from a walking tour of Old Havana, Mr. Obama met with his U.S. embassy staff.
Everything we've accomplished so far, more Americans coming to Cuba, more engagement with the Cuban people, civil society, faith groups, entrepreneurs, students, young people, more opportunities for the Cuban people to improve their lives. It's all happening because of you. Every single day, you're bringing the Cuban people and the American people closer together.
The U.S. president will also meet with Cuban entrepreneurs, members of civil society, including human rights activists, and deliver an address to the Cuban people during his three-day historic visit. As the president arrived, security officials arrested dozens of opposition demonstrators in Havana opposed to the Castro government. More than 50 people were detained, including the leader of the Ladies in White. She's Berta Soler. She said they were gathered to exercise their rights, including the right of protest. Cuba recently released some political prisoners and has taken small steps to open up internet access. Later in his visit, President Obama will be in attendance at a baseball game between the Cuban national team and the Tampa Bay Rays. Now, they're a U.S. Major League Baseball team. This is one of their star players, Ivan Longoria.
The common bond between the two countries is baseball, definitely. So I'm looking forward to seeing the fans here and how they react.
For more on the president's visit, be sure to click into our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hundreds of mostly Syrian migrants fleeing 5 years of war continued to make land in Greece on Sunday, arriving on Greek islands in flimsy boats despite an international deal to send migrants back to Turkey. This is a 26-year-old Syrian national identified only as Tarek.
It's very tired. Greece. We are thanks everybody in the Europe.
Under the European Union-Turkey deal reached on Friday, all migrants arriving in Greece by sea from Turkey after Sunday will be returned once they've registered and their asylum claims have been processed. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has assured a pro-Israel lobbying group that Iran is not close to developing a nuclear weapon. Speaking yesterday in Washington at a meeting of the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee, otherwise known as AIPAC, Mr. Biden said Iran is much, much further away from obtaining a nuclear weapon than they were a year ago.
We're watching Tehran like a hawk. Under this agreement, Iran will never be allowed to presume nuclear weapons. Never, never, never.
Vice President Biden also urged Israel to negotiate a two-state solution.
In my view, after doing this for over 42 years, there is no political will among Israelis or Palestinians to move forward at this moment with serious negotiations. And that's incredibly disappointing, because the only way, in my view, to guarantee Israelis' future and security, its identity as a Jewish and democratic state, is with a two-state solution.
Palestinians have grown frustrated with the growth of Jewish settlements on land Palestinians want to use for their future state. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, says the United States has failed to fully honor that nuclear deal that Mr. Biden was just talking about that lifts sanctions on Iran, and says many international companies continue to shy away from business with Tehran out of fear of U.S. reprisals. He says, on the one hand, Americans keep the sanctions in place, and the U.S. Treasury Department acts in such a way that big companies, corporations, and banks would not dare come near the Islamic Republic and deal with it. This is sheer enmity. They threaten us with sanctions, which is sheer animosity. His comments came in an address marking the Persian New Year. The nuclear agreement was reached in July, but some sanctions remain over Iran's ongoing ballistic missile tests. North Korea has fired several short-range projectiles into the sea off the country's east coast. South Korean officials say the projectiles were launched Monday from the eastern city of Hamhung. Last week, South Korean officials said the North fired medium-range missiles into the sea in defiance of sanctions. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.